Let us listen to God's good word to us, as is found in Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 1. If you'd like to follow this, you can find the passage on page 1060 in the Church Bibles, or also on the screen. Jesus has risen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of Jesus, and others with them who told this to the apostles. But they didn't believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. I want to tell you a story today. It's a story about two sports teams in a town. Now I'm going to need some help. When I call you, will you come up? But if you're ready to help, that's brilliant. Okay, so at one end of the town, there was a team. Someone come and help? Do you want to come up? And they were the red team. Do you want to stand there? Hold it up so everyone can see. You're going to get tired like that. Probably just hold it like that, yeah? The red team, they weren't doing very well. In fact, it was very likely that they were going to face relegation in the next few months. Have someone else to help me. Do you want to come up? Now, the red team had a manager. But that manager, he was a bit grumpy. Very good. He didn't like people very much. His players were never good enough for him. But he never helped them. Very good. He never helped them to get better. He just criticized them. Very good. Now, at the other end of the town, there was another team. They were the blue team. Now, you shouldn't infer by the colours any particular teams, I should think. They also had a manager. Come on. You have to get rid of that. This manager, he was really happy. He loved people. His players, they weren't always brilliant, but he always encouraged them. Yes, excellent. And he helped them to play better. He gave them all the equipment they needed, and he gave them training so that they improved. Well done. Now, I need somebody else. No, just Matthew. Yeah, just put that there now. Now, Matthew was a player in the red team. So I'll put this on. Actually, and what's your favourite game? Because we haven't told you what these teams play yet, but I was waiting. Football. Okay, they're football teams. Now, this is just make-believe, Matthew, but you know, our player in the red team, he actually wasn't very good at playing football. The manager was always saying to him, "You're not good enough." Sometimes he tried really hard, but he just failed. He always missed the goal. Sometimes he just didn't want anything to do with football and the team and the manager anymore. He resented the manager. And he really didn't think there was much of a future. His team are going to be relegated. And sometimes he used to think, "I wish I could be in the blue team." Then one day, he got a call from the manager of the blue team.
"Hello.
I want you to join my team." He said, "I want you to join my team." But I knew I chose the right player here. But the problem is, he really thought, "I'm not good enough to join that team.
I'm not very good."
But the blue manager said, "That doesn't matter. I want you." So our red team goes to join the blue. Hang on. There's a call from the manager of the red team. Wait. There's a cost. Can I have someone else to help? Hold it up high. Come over here. Show it around. Let everyone see it. There's a fee to pay. You can't just leave the red team and join the blues. And it's lots and lots of money. Can you afford it? No, that's not enough. That's not nearly enough. Can you afford it?
No.
No. Oh, dear. You're going to have to go back to the red team. But just a minute. The manager says, "I'll pay."
I'll pay.
So go and pay.
Okay. Go on.
Red team manager say, "Right, blue, red team, come and join the team." No, you keep that on for a minute.
I'm not ready.
Just so now our player Matthew, whose money is this? I'll hold it for a minute. He was accepted in that team, even when he made mistakes. The manager was always supportive. He got training and he started to play well. And he scores. Well done. He found that he wanted to play better. He really wanted to play for the manager and for the good of the team. And he realized that he had a hope for the future. Promotion! Hooray! Okay. Okay, but just a minute. Hang on. As Matthew realised, there's something wrong. What's wrong? You're a member of this team now. You can't wear that. Put this on. Right, let's get that. Hold it up. Stand there. Hold your sign up, Jack. He's in a new team now. He has to wear the blue sheet. He's got a new life in the new team. Now, if you could just stay there for a minute. If you just stay there quietly for a minute. At Easter, we celebrate new life. And what do we give at Easter? Matthew. What do we give at Easter to represent that new life? Shout out. You've forgotten. Anyone else? Eggs. Yes, we give eggs. Why do we give eggs? Go on then.
Because they're yummy.
Because they're yummy. That's one reason. They represent being reborn. Here's an egg. It looks like a dead thing. It's a bit like a stone. But we know that if this egg hasn't been boiled or something and is not taken away, a chick will come out of that. New life. New life comes from the egg. And it's like Jesus emerging from the tomb. It's a picture of new life. When we put our trust in Jesus, we receive forgiveness and we receive new life. It's a free gift. It's not earned. Our player couldn't pay the fee himself, but the new manager gave him the gift. Our forgiveness, our new life is paid for by the death of Jesus. When we put our trust in Jesus, we die with him to the old life. And we rise with him to the new life. The old life is a bit like being in the red team. Perhaps not wanting anything to do with God, resenting him, trying to be acceptable to God by being good, following rules, separated from God by the things that we do wrong, trusting in things, in people, in status, in money, which eventually let us down, uncertain about the future. But the new life is like being in the blue team. Forgiven the wrong things we do. They're wiped away. Our friendship, our relationship with God is restored. We're friends with him and it's a living relationship, not obeying rules. He gives us the Holy Spirit to train us, so that we can become more like Jesus in his strength. We depend and trust in God and have a hope for the future. The Bible says that when we put our trust in God, we are new creations. The old has gone and the new has come. So remember those things that Dan was talking about earlier? Did you believe them? Did you believe those things? Our reading today says that the apostles, the followers of Jesus, didn't believe it when the women came and spoke to them. And the challenge to us today is, what do you believe? What do we believe? Perhaps today, for the first time, you can put your trust in Jesus and receive that new life. Perhaps you've already put your trust in Jesus, but the Bible says we've got to keep putting on the new life. It's a bit like our Matthew, our player here. He had the old shirt on, even though he was in the new team. We can be in the family of God, but sometimes we go back to the old life, and we're told, keep putting on the new life. Right, do you want to sit down, you lot? Thank you very much. Well done. Yes.